A story of spirit from the quiet place. The little boy and the wind of wisdom. A wind rose up just beyond the tall, standing forest. It blew through the canopy of ancient trees, gathering wisdom from the leaves and the branches. It became one with all it touched and moved on. On a hillside, just above a small town, a young boy sat, looking out into the sky, watching birds circling below him. Never before had the boy climbed to this spot on the hill alone. Never before had the boy been able to look down to see birds fly below him. And he imagined he flew with them. As he sat by himself and stared out over the fields and the houses and the streets that made up his hometown, he did not think of books or the lessons of man. He did not think of the chores of the day or the work of man. The boy saw with his heart and heard with his soul. The birds were speaking to his soul, and his spirit followed. And soon the boy could feel the movement of the birds on wing. When one bird dove suddenly, they had become so united that he felt his stomach rise with a flutter, as if he had been on the wings of the bird. The wind approached from the east, announcing its presence with a sound that settled on the ears of the boy. Its arrival did not startle the boy, as the wind circled around, lifting him ever so slightly off the ground. In fact, the boy was so engrossed with the sensation of flight that he did not notice his own levitation until he realized that the ground was no longer attached to the dandelion he held firmly in his hand. That is when he looked down to see that he was floating about 5 inches above the grass. And the wind of wisdom encircled the boy more firmly and lifted him up even further, and they moved around the hill. The boy was not startled with flight on the wings of the wind, so the wind made itself known to the boy and asked if he would like to go for a ride. "Oh, yes," was the boy's reply. As the wind lifted him gently, the boy turned onto his stomach, with his hands under his chin, as if lying on the floor at home. At first, the birds were puzzled to see a human amongst them, but the wind of wisdom told the birds they were off on a journey, and the birds wished them well. The wind carried the boy to the tall forest, and the boy looked down onto the tops of the towering trees. He had never seen a tree from the top down before, and it was so different. There were still varying shades of green as far as he could see, but the tops of the trees caught the light of the sun, making them shine a brilliant hue, not visible from below. And the boy noticed something else. He noticed that there was a glow around every tree that extended beyond the form of the tree. This highlighting appeared to be made up of thousands of tiny light beams reaching out from the tree. They looked like little energy fields, reaching beyond the leaves and branches until the vibrations became one with the air. The boy had never noticed this halo of energy before, but it was very clear to the boy now that there was much more to the life of trees than he had been taught in school, because he had seen the life of the trees reaching out and becoming one with the air. And the boy moved on, carried on the wind of wisdom toward the river winding below. The boy looked down, searching for the halo of life. But what he saw was different from the vibration emitted by the trees of the forest. The river had a different exchange. He could see drops of water rise up from the river, sparkling, evaporating, becoming one with the air. He could see the river flow over rocks and caressing grasses. He could see that the river reached onto the shore and soaked into the life of the bank. And the wind blew on and carried the boy, and the sound of the wind echoed in his ears. As they traveled, he noticed that the life of the river spread onto the land, and, well back from the river, it watered the roots of trees and shrubs and plant life. So, deeper onto the bank the river reached and became one with all it touched on its journey into the land. The roots of the trees and grasses spread, carrying the river further and further from its bed. And the wind collected seeds and pollen from the plants, carrying it miles from the river, giving birth to a new generation of grasses and trees. Then the boy noticed a farm below him and cattle in the field. The cows were eating the grasses that were the product of the nurturing river, and the cows became one with the river miles away. Next, the boy saw children playing in a yard and knew, when they drank the milk and ate the butter from the cows, they too became one with the river, whose bed was set miles and miles away from the farm. When this lesson was learned, and the words of wisdom passed from the wind to the boy, they blew on, making their presence known only by the sound of the wind. The boy did not know how long they had journeyed when he saw the familiar spot on the hillside where he had been lifted by the arms of the wind of wisdom. And there he was set to rest, exactly where he had been collected. The boy still held the dandelion in his hand, and he felt earth below him as he waved goodbye to the wind of wisdom, and it blew on. The boy could not bear to leave the world of spirit and rush back to the world of man, so he laid his head back onto the earth and felt the grass beneath him and the flower in his hand he tucked over his left ear. He breathed in deeply, drinking in the fresh air on the hillside, and with the breath, he caught the last bit of the wind of wisdom as it departed, drawing it deep within him, taking it as his own. The boy held his breath as long as he could, so that the pieces of the wind of wisdom joined his cells and blood and bones. The boy exhaled slowly and said, "Thank you," to the passing wind. Then the boy heard himself say, "I love you," with the last of his breath. The boy's whispered breath united with the departing wind, and they became one. And the wind of wisdom blew on and carried with it the words of the boy, "I love you."